raining here this morning. As I sit in jail and hang my head in shame, with a smile I try to greet each early dawning, but they've given me a number for my name. Many little raindrops are falling close to me, makes the streams and rivers as muddy as can be. Oh, it's raining here this morning, as the Mississippi flows down to the sea. But now she doesn't love me anymore. She knew I was guilty of this one crime, and I had to suffer all the shame. Now she's found somewhere else to wander, where the Mississippi flows down to the sea. Raining here this morning, but I'm just as weary as can be. I wish I could follow all the raindrops from the Mississippi towards the Silver Sea. But there's no use in proving I'm not guilty. Oh, I'll have to suffer all the shame. Go and tell her for me, little raindrop, that they've given me a number for my name.
Sitting up here having a good time. While you boys are deciding, I gotta run and get my rosin. I'll be right back.
What shall we ask him to play next?
Thank you. Okay, this is a cowboy song that I learned from a record by Harry Jackson, and the song is called Iron Pants Pete. Old Iron Pants Pete was a cowpuncher neat from Bighorn County's fair clime. He lived in the saddle and punched all the cattle from here to the Wind River line. His riding was sassy, his roping was classy, he liked to mix mingle with Moll. Weren't much of a thinker, twas more of a drinker, could uphold his end in a brawl. Had a head like a hatchet, a face made to match it, a nose like a pelican's beak. His legs was all bowed, and he was pigeon-toed, with a chin that was plumb mild and meek. Well, he lived in the weather, his hide was like leather, his hands were all horny and rough. You could tell by his stride he was just made to ride, and no critter for him was too tough. Well, a mighty good hand with a whole lot of sand and a voice like a bellerin' bull. Very much on the brag and at chewing the rag, he was a whole corral full. 'Cause he once told the tale of a hitting the trail, a hunting new ranges to ride. They'd hung up a bounty in Bighorn County for whoever could bring in his hide. So he rode to a ranch and he asked if by chance they needed a good buckaroo. They said he was rough, but he weren't tough enough. As a bronc peeler, he wouldn't do. So he rode o'er the rise, just a-battin' his eyes, and a-lookin' down there in the swale. He'd come to the lair of a she-grizzly bear, and by Lord, she was holdin' the trail. So he took a long strand of barbed wire in hand, and crawlin' along on the ground, he made a big scoop with that barbed wire loop, and they both went around and around. Then he mounted that bear with a handful of hair, for a quirt used a live rattlesnake. Then off they did rush, off through the buck brush, a-swearing that beast he would break. To the ranch they did go, and old Pete hollers, whoa, and he asks the boss what he'd pay. My mount is docile, for I've rode her a mile, and I'm hunting me a job today. Well, the boss calls his stack. He says, come to the shack. You look like you might be all right. For that growling old bear, you're riding right there, ate up my old range boss last night.
Vermont. There was a rich merchant in Plymouth did dwell. He had but one daughter, a beautiful girl. A handsome young farmer with riches supplied courted this young maid to make her his bride. He courted her long and gained her love. At length she intended this young man to prove. When he asked her to marry, she quickly replied. She told him right off she would not be his bride. He vowed then that homeward he straightway would steer, and by a sad oath to her he did swear he'd marry the first woman that e'er he did see, though she be as mean as a beggar could be. She ordered her servants this man to delay, her jewels and her rings, then she laid them away. She put on the worst of old rags she could find. She looked like a teapot before and behind. She rubbed both her hands on the old chimney back, then dirtied her face up from corner to crack. Around to the road quickly flew like a witch, with her petticoats hoisted all on the half hitch. The young man came riding, and when he did see her, he cried out, alas, for his oath he did fear. But being so faithful to keep his words true, he soon overtook her, saying, pray, who are you?
I am a woman.
This answer did suit him as well as the rest. It lay very heavy and hard on his breast. Oh, how can I bear for to make her my bride? But still he did ask her behind him to ride. Oh, no, replied he, my horse it will not. So quickly she jumped up and behind him she got. He wished himself well from his promises free, but still he said to her, will you marry me?
Yes, I will.
My heart it doth fail me, I dare not go home. My parents will think I am sorely undone. I will leave you here with my neighbors to tarry. Within a few days will you and I marry.
You won't, I know.
Well, he promised he would, and home he did go. He soon told his mother and father also about his sad oath and how he had sworn. His parents said to him, for that do not mourn. Never break your vow, son, but bring home the girl. We'll soon snug her up and she'll do very well. They invited his old spark to the wedding to come. Her servants replied that she was not at home. Well, when the wedding was, they invited her servants to wait for her there. And then for the wedding they all did prepare. Published they were and invited the guests. And then they intended the bride for to dress. Well, when they were married, they sat down to eat. With her fingers she hauled out the cabbage and meat. His friends then spoke to her, and they called her his bride. They says, pray go along now and sit by his side.
No, I just sit here in the chimney corner like I'm used to.
She burnt all her fingers in the pudding I fag, and then wiped them off on her greasy old rags. They gave her a candle, what could they do more? They showed her the way to the chamber door.
Husband, when you hear my shoes go clung, you may come along.
She then went upstairs and kept stepping about. His mother says to him, son, what is the rout? Oh, pray, dearest mother, please don't say a word, for ne'er any comfort can this world afford. After a while, her shoes they went clung. They gave him a candle and bade him go along. He then went upstairs, and quickly he found the fairest young maiden that e'er stepped the ground. All dressed in the richest of clothes to behold, she was fairer and finer than pictures of gold. He greatly rejoiced at this end to his fears. He'd married the lady he'd courted for years.
just don't like to work. But my mammy keeps on begging all the time, time, time. Mammy keeps on begging all the time. Times are hard, oh, I wish I had lard. I would make my mammy skillet greasy all the time. Make it good and greasy all the time. Times are rough, if I had a box of snuff, I would keep my mammy dipping all the time, time, time. Keep her brush a dipping all the time. Times are risky, if I had me some whiskey, I would make my mammy boozy all the time, time, time. Make my mammy boozy all the time. So if you say so, we won't ever work more. We'll just lay around your pappies all the time, time, time. Lay around your pappies all the time. And me and Mammy's boozy all the time, time, time. Me and Mammy's boozy all the time.
If you were to go around asking people for a quarter, how long does it take you to ask for a quarter? How many times per minute can you ask for a quarter? Well, if you got a quarter every 10 minutes, you'd be making a buck and a half an hour. You see, if you got a quarter every 5 minutes, you'd be making $3 an hour. And if you got a quarter every 2.5 minutes, you'd be making $6 an hour. But how many times per minute can you ask for a quarter? You see, granted, it's an up and down profession. But,
it's a taxes.
What?
It's a taxes.
Taxes, yeah, there's a lot of taxes. When you get about 20,000, huh? Of all the trades in England, the begging is the best. For when a beggar's tired, he can lay him down and rest. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go. That's the chorus. A begging I will go, and a begging I will go. I've patches on me fusty coat and a black patch on me. But when it comes to tuppenny ale, I can see as well as thee. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go. I've a pocket for me oatmeal and another for my salt. I've a pair of little crutches, you should see how I can halt. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go. Oh, I've been deaf in Duffin Field, and I've been blind at shore. But many's the right and willing last I've bedded in the straw. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go. I can rest when I am tired and I heed no master's bell. A man it'd be daft to be a king when beggars live so well. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go. I can rest my head where'er I choose and I don't pay no rent. I've got no noisy loons to mind, and I am right content. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go. Of all the trades in England, the begging is the best. For when a beggar's tired, he can lay him down and rest. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go.
In the bright sunshine, hey ho, makes you feel so free. Standing in the top of an apple tree, up in the morning before the sun
handy and my shoulder's sore, but I'll be back tomorrow to pick some more. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Do that again so you can learn. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Well, you start at the bottom and you pick them from the ground, and you pick that tree clean all the way around. Then you set up your ladder and you climb up high, and you're looking through the leaves at the clear blue sky. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Three-legged ladder, it's wobbly as hell. I'm reaching for an apple. Whoop, almost fell. I got a 20-pound sack hanging around my neck, and there's two more apples that I can't quite get. Hey-ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey-ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey-ho, makes you feel so funny when you're walking through a town and you got no money. Hey-ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey-ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey-ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey-ho, makes you feel so down, picking up windfalls, crawling on the ground. Hey-ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey-ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey-ho, and you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey-ho, makes you lose your mind if you sing this song about 100 times. Hey-ho, and you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.
Thank you.
Played cards in London, and I played cards.
catcher, $10. I played my last game. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She wobbles as she flies. She never sings cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Oft time I've wondered why the women